Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
You know, Winter, yesterday I was talking to my friend about an important meeting he had, and I asked him, so, how did it go?
Let me guess, he didn't understand your question.
Yeah, I was surprised. It's such a common English phrase, and his English is really good.
Yeah, I think many English learners don't know this phrase very well.
Well, let's talk about this phrase today and a few other phrases you can use when someone asks you about your performance at work.
Yeah, good idea. But before we continue, we have a question for you to listen for.
True or false? Does how did it go and how was it have the same meaning?
是的 ,Colin 老师给大家出了这道题,答案在哪里找呢?大家记住,两步,第一步,到微信。找到我们早安英文的微信公众号，记得是早安英文。然后第二步呢，是在我们的公众号里私信回复加油两个字，就可以来领取我们的文字版笔记以及今天这道题的答案。那我们今天这期节目啊，就要跟大家来聊一聊怎么样用英文来谈论我们自己或者是别人的工作表现。
So Winter, how would you describe the meaning of the questionHow did it go?
Well, I would say it means, was it good or bad? But also, like, what happened?
Yeah, I agree. We could say, how did your meeting go yesterday?
Yeah, how did your class go this morning? 就你今天早上的课怎么样啊?
Right. Yeah, and if you're bringing up the subject, then you say it in the middle, like, I heard you had a date with Jenny last night. How did it go?Or, how did your date with Jenny go?
So, what kind of replies should we give to these questions? For example, if everything was very good.
Oh, we could say, oh, it went great. Or, it went really well. It was awesome. It was amazing. It was wonderful. And then, you know, just give some details of what happened.
Well, 所以我们用到的句型就是 it went, 然后加上一个 adjective, 加上一个形容词 right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...It went good.
Right.
It went great.
Yeah.
How about if it was just okay?
Well, we would use words like okay and all right. Not bad. It went pretty good.
And what about if it went poorly?
No, that's pretty interesting. Many native speakers, especially Americans, don't like to use words like, bad and terrible in this kind of situation.
I've noticed that. They like to put a positive spin on things,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So, 他们就是尽量的 avoid the negative words.
Right. You know, a positive spin is to make it sound, well, less bad than it actually is. Or sometimes to even make it sound good when it's bad. Americans, they tend to put a positive spin on anything, everything. Like, you know, they might call a small house cute.
Or calling a fat guy...Strong.
Hey.
I didn't say you, okay? 好了，反正确实吧，就是很多美国人啊，还是喜欢 put a positive spin on things. 就是任何事情说到的时候啊，都避免一些负面的词，然后又表现出一个特别积极乐观的态度，对吧？所以明明是 terrible, 可能也只是说 yeah, pretty good, not bad. 所以美国人很爱鸡汤了。
Well, getting back to your question, when things do not go well, we might say things like, next time it will be better, or it could have gone better, or maybe it will be better next time.
就是如果这次实在是不好啊，那就不说这次了，就展望未来，对吧？Next time it will be better, or it could have gone better, it will be better next time.
Yeah.
反正就是说好话。So, how did it go is the most common way of asking this?
Well, there's another phrase that's used just as often. How was it?
Oh yeah, how was it? Is there any difference in meaning?
Nope, none at all. We would just say, how was your class? How was your meeting?
How was your date with Jenny?
Yeah, and all the answers are the same that we use for how did it go. It's just a different way of saying the same thing.
Well, especially at work, what are some words or phrases that can be used?
Well, one is taking off.
Taking off? Like taking off my shoes?
Please don't do that. But yes, same words, but different meaning. Here, the meaning is becoming successful.
Like saying, My career is taking off,
yeah,
right? Taking off 也有起飞的意思、
mm-hmm.
So my career is taking off 我的事业要起飞了对吧
right. Your career is starting to go really well Your career is risingWe could say sales are taking off.
Yeah, this can also be used about a person, right?
Sure.、
Mm-hmm.
She's really taken off in sales, which means she would have been doing a really good job. But, you know, context is really important when you say this about people.
Yeah, she is really taken off in sales. 就是她的这个销售业绩啊真的是飞起了对吧
Yeah.
But she's taken off could mean...She left.
Right, right,、mm-hmm. right. That's what I mean.、The context is very important.
是的因为 take off 这个词啊它表达的意思很多种。
Yeah.
所以呢我们一定要根据这个说话的上下文来理解它真正的意思。
Right.、
Mm-hmm. So, how about if you want to praise a coworker?
Well,、you would、give credit.
Give credit.
Yeah. For example, I have to give credit to John. He did a wonderful job.
Right, this is about praising someone's effort or skill at something,
yeah,
right?
Right. Uh-huh.
就是我们要表扬别人的时候就可以说、oh, 我真的要表扬一下谁谁谁。比如说我真的要表扬一下 Colin, I have to give credit to Colin,
right?
He did a good job.
Yeah, and you know, if we think someone's future will be successful, you know, we might say something like,、he's going places. Like, John did a wonderful job, he's...Going places.
What places?
Well, it just means a higher position or a better job. It's not specific places.
So he will go to a better place.
Huh. Well, that's the right meaning, but we can't say it that way.
Why?
Well, he will go to a better place is what we say when someone dies. It's like going to heaven.
Ah, so it's just that he is going places.
Right.、
Mm-hmm. He is going places. 那这个句子的意思呢就是他很有潜力就他很有希望会晋升会升职 Right?
Yeah.、
Mm-hmm. 有很好的发展但是呢千万不能说 He will go to a better place. 因为这样听起来呢可能会以为是说某个人啊他上了天堂对吧
Right.
对
right.
就是有人去世的时候有时候在英文里面会说 He will go to a better place
That's right、mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's all we have for today
Yeah, don't forget our question
True or false Does how did it go And how was it Have the same meaning
是的大家别忘了这道题的答案呢我们已经放在了我们的文字版笔记里面欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字就可以来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Well, thank you for joining us today for Morning English Podcast. This is Colin.
This is Winter. See you next time.
See you.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。